right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your host, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn, the weekend roundup. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. As always, I'm Dave Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, and also all-around good guy. Get ready to hang out with my other all-around good guy, Mr. Lynn Young. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, black media expert, and the original all-around good guy. Yep, Dave, everything's good.
All right.
Definitely ready for the weekend. No doubt about that. I don't have anything planned, but still.
So there was an old hymn written by that gospel choir called the OJs, Living for the Weekend. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you know? I believe that. But, you know, I don't even know if I'm living for the weekend anymore, because now my weekend is full of kids' activities, chauffeuring, back and forth. And Dave, to be honest, I'm living for the week now. Forget the weekend. I'm living for the week.
Okay, so you can relax during the week. Yeah. Well, the weekends go by so fast anymore, they do. Too. I mean, you know, once you get through Saturday, it's over.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Once it's Saturday, about 8, 9 o'clock, then you're like, shoot.
Yeah.
It's over. Sunday's a wash.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. So, but hey, we made it to the weekend, and we're going to try to make it. I can't complain. I had a birthday yesterday, so I just want to make sure that, you know, I'll keep going. You know, I'm going to be like the Energizer Bunny and try to keep that battery going as long as I can. So,
right. In fact, Dave, you have Cash App?
Yes, I do.
All right. So for for any viewers who would like to, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's $ Laker Man.
Yeah.
LAKERMAN, $ Laker Man. That's what you want to do. So if you know, you want to bless the old man with a little coin, I'm good with it.
Yeah, a birthday offering.
There you go, a birthday offering. Tithes and offering right here. That's what I'm right. talking about right here. So, yeah. You know, I just want to, you know, be thankful that I was able to reach another one. You know, number 62, y'all, number 62. So.
My damn. Like Kevin Hart said for that. Damn.
Yeah. So, but we want to thank you guys for tuning in. And, you know, we're coming to the end of Black History Month. And we were trying to sit here and think of something to talk about since, you know, this is the last full week of February. And we just wanted to try to, you know, send Black History Month out, you know, with I don't want to say with a bang, but, you know, just try to make sure that we acknowledge, you know, the month as we normally would. So what we're going to talk about tonight is this. You know, there's always a lot of programs and a lot of things that are done during this time of year for Black History Month. And we're always trying to make sure that, you know, we try to get a lot of things crammed in to February to honor, you know, Black history and also those who have big marks in our history and provided us with memories and so forth. And a lot of prominent things that have been done. So we're going to take a little moment just to talk about what we see for the future. If there's anything that we see wrong with that goes on during this month, we're just going to have a general conversation about the month in itself. You know, there's always been the jokes about how, you know, it's funny how they gave us the shortest month of the year, you know, to celebrate all the stuff that we have to celebrate. But we need to kind of look at doing some things that would be considered positive. We're still having a lot of issues out there with things that people, injustices and things that we see wrong on a regular basis. But we have also gained in a lot of positivity as well. So let's talk about that. Let's have a conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree. And it's funny you talked about Black History Month being the shortest. And, you know, luckily for us, Dave, all our listeners are educated on Black history because we always be talking about it. But, you know, so the other day, my daughter came home and I forget what we were talking about, but she has to do a Black History Month project. And she said that her teacher gave her a list of people that she could, you know, do her project on. And I'm like, okay, you know, who are the people? And Dave, I would say, would you believe it? But I know you believe. She gave the same Black history people that we always learn about every single year prior to school kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Barack Obama. And so, you know, I was talking to her and I was like, you know, I forget the exact thing, but we started talking about Black History Month being the shortest month. And I was, so she said it. So, you know, of course, you know, because we're educated, I was like, oh, well, you know why it's the shortest month? And she said, no. And I was like, well, you know, it wasn't really based on being in February. You know, it started by Carter G. Woodson with the second week in February was, I think, Negro History Month or something like that. And then, you know, of course, you know, a week wasn't long enough for us, so we expanded it to the month, but it just happened to start with the month in February. And I was like, you know what? I was like, go tell your teacher that you're not doing report on any of those people. Tell her you're going to do your report on Carter G. Woodson. And she was like, oh, Dad, like, please don't do this. So right. But I mean, you know, to the point, it's like, those are the same people. When they talk about teachers being creative in school and like informational, I would dare to say a teacher not being creative if all they talk about during Black History Month are the same people that, you know, are talked about every single year for the last 40, 50 years. So I'm curious, you know, next time I talk to my daughter to see, you know, what that conversation was, if there was a conversation at all. But, you know, I just thought that was definitely a teaching point to her because she mentioned Black History Month being on the shortest month.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you happen to know how old her teacher might be?
I don't, but you know, the first question I asked is, you know, the question we always ask, is she Black?
Yes.
Is she Black?
Yes.
So, and yeah, I can't even remember what she said, but
I think it's more of an age thing than it is a race thing in that
you
case.
Think so?
With a lot of the teachers, because keep in mind, if they're under a certain age, those people are probably the only people they know. Think
possibly
about it.
Yeah.
Remember that show recently on the, you know, some of the other people that aren't, you know, that are, we know their names but we don't know a lot about them, and we rattled off a number of people. I think it was 9 or 10 that we went through.
We did.
And you know, I bet you the teachers probably wouldn't talk about any of those people on that list.
Yeah, I mean, which is surprising, disturbing. So just so everyone knows, that was our February 18th show where we talked. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me go back one more. That was our February 11th show where we talked about lesser known Black icons.
Yeah, well, you got the names there?
Yeah. Yep. So we actually talked about Shirley Chisholm, Claudette Colvin, Dorothy Irene Heights, Jesse Owens, Gordon Parks, Alvin Ailey, Charles Drew, Josh Gibson, Althea Gibson, and Arthur Ashe.
Right. Now, I bet you none of those names was on that list that your daughter brought home, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure if I mentioned any of these names, she probably would not know who any of them
were. No, she probably wouldn't know. Maybe
Jesse Owens. Like
Jesse Owens, probably the only one.
Right.
Maybe Jesse Owens, and maybe because of just the Olympics just being, you know, done not too long ago. So, you know, but I'd be surprised. And you should quiz her just to see. See if she knows any of those names. You know.
I want to quiz her, but that would probably make it look bad on me because, you know, kind of like they say,
you didn't teach her.
Right. Your parents should be your first teacher. But I do agree, like this is probably a good learning experience. So, you know, these are people she should know about.
Yeah. Well, I know coming up as a kid myself, in my household, my mother talks about people like this, you know. So we got the education from our teachers, but we also got educated at home too. You know, there were certain people that we were going to learn about. I remember my mom sitting me and my sister down in front of the TV and making us watch certain things on TV just so we knew about certain history. Sidney Poitier, God rest his soul, we just lost him recently. Also, somebody that we can definitely say is part of, you know, African-American history, you know.
And an icon.
And an icon, okay. One of the first movies I ever remember seeing, well, two movies that he was in, was a movie called A Sir with Love, and another movie was called Lilies of the Film, which were two of my mother's favorite movies. And she made us sit there and watch them because it was something that she felt we needed to know, and she needed us to know who Sidney Poitier was.
Right.
You know? So we don't do these types of things anymore. Now, of course, you know, nowadays, if you can get your kids to even listen to a word that you're saying, that's another story in itself.
Come out their room.
Yeah. If you can get them out the room and you can manage to get their phones or their devices out of their hands. Right.
Turn off the Wi-Fi on.
Turn off the Wi-Fi. Those commercials where you see where the parents are controlling the Wi-Fi and you see the kids with their big frowns on their faces.
Right.
That's where we live.
Right. And Dave, like, you already know where I live. If the Wi-Fi goes off, I can't even make a phone call. Like, I don't get messages. It's crazy.
Look, I'm so glad I ain't got small kids. The other night, the power went out for like 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes the other night. I don't know what happened, but the power went out. Now, when I was a kid, the power went out. It wasn't that big of a deal. It'd be dark, but we would, you know, we would just sit there, we'd talk, we'd find something to do, whatever the case may be. Now the power goes out, that's a major crisis.
It is. Not 911
around. Everything in your house. It stops everything in your house.
It does.
You know. So, you know, it's amazing. The history that we have, and even, you know, our history is so rich. And as far as this country that we live in, the country cannot discount our place in history in this country.
No, not at all.
Because we did so many things to make this country what it is.
Right. And against all types of odds, we did these things.
Right. Right. You know, when we stop at a stoplight, I remember telling my youngest son one day, we were at a stoplight, and I said, you know, a black man invented the stoplight, the traffic light there. He said, no, he didn't. And I said, why you say no, he didn't? He said, how did he get up there? That was his question.
Dave.
And I just looked at him. I said, so that's important? And I remember telling him, I said, you know, a black man invented the steam engine for a train. He said, no, he didn't. I said, yeah, a black man did that. You know, I mean, you know, it's amazing the things that we've been able to do. You know, when that movie Hidden Figures came out, I didn't know anything about that story. I'm 62 years old. Why wouldn't I know about that story?
Right.
Okay. Until that movie came out, I had no idea those women were a part of that NASA program. You know? And but that's very important history. I know when the I know about the Tuskegee Airmen. I remember my father telling me about the Tuskegee Airmen, but I didn't know as much. I didn't know what they went through until that movie came out.
Yeah.
And that's scary because I should know that.
But I mean, in a certain way, you can't blame yourself because this wasn't information that, and I mean, I won't play conspiracy theory, but this wasn't information they wanted us to know. You know, I always think about
You know what? That's deep that you just said that too. That was deep. I noticed how you tried to play it, you know, to play it all. But that's a deep statement. That's a deep statement without you saying it. You know that? Right.
And you know, Dave, because we may have some sponsors coming on soon. So you know, everything got you know, some stuff got to be politically correct. But yeah, you know, like I think there's a lot of stuff. So I mean, so even if I think about it, let's say. Well, okay. Let me put myself in the mindset of a racist, right? A racist white person who is racist against Black people. I'm not going to provide you any information on anything that's going to benefit you. You know, so like, okay, if you're over here in City A and in City B, there's Black people inventing dust pans, folding chairs, golf tees, ice cream scoopers, lawnmowers, lawn sprinklers, toilets, and mops, which are all things Black people created. I'm not going to tell the people in City A because I don't want to empower them by having them know certain information. So that's how I kind of feel like the Tuskegee Airmen. Like, I agree. You know, I heard about them. I knew they fought in the war. Of course, we knew, you know, we assumed that they fought atrocities and all that type, but you know, like it's so crazy now, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, we're hearing some of the real stories of struggles that African-Americans, you know, stories that really got whitewashed. Because, I mean, you know, we didn't hear much about Tuskegee Airmen. So, I mean, it's just crazy that we're hearing them now. But, you know, it's also kind of fortunate because, you know, I mean, these are stories like we need to know. And like our kids need to know.
That's true. That's true. When you look at it and you look at, you know, you hear about those type of stories and whatever. When you look at, I kid you about this movie because I know you still haven't seen it yet. A Night in Miami.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But you know, okay. Lucky for me, you told me all about it. So I don't need to see it.
But just for those that have seen the movie or heard about the movie, it's about, you know, Regina King directed it, and it's about one particular night. Muhammad Ali had fought for the championship, and he won his first championship that particular night. And it was about him and his friends who got together and spent the night together celebrating Muhammad Ali's win. He's hanging out with Jim Brown. It was Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and Sam Cooke. What's wrong with that picture? You know, Muhammad Ali, Sam Cooke, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown. Four guys that you probably would never put together, you know? But they were all together. They spent the night in this one room just talking and hanging out after Muhammad Ali won the championship. A 22-year-old Muhammad Ali at the time. And it's crazy. You know, we need to go ahead and pay attention to the history that we have out there, because when you got those kind of guys, and they were all talking about Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. It was at the time that Muhammad Ali had changed his name from Cassius Clay to Malcolm X. And bam, that was it. So, and that was history in itself right then and there. But You know, there's so much history. There's so much that we could talk about. But what can we do? What can we do moving forward, Leonard? You got any ideas about that?
So, you know, one of the things we talked about, and I think it was just a good example of, you know, me telling my daughter about Black History Month, you telling your son about the traffic light. You know, I think, you know, from a young of age, it's possible. You know, I think we have to be some of the main people, you know, kind of informing them on Black history and just the significance of it. I remember in a prior podcast, like I think I talked about exposing my kids to the movie Roots. And they could not take it. Like, the, you know, when Kunta Kinte tried to run away and, know, they gave him the lashes or they, you know, the whippings, you know, they could not take it.
Trying to get him to say his name.
Yeah. Or, and I mean, I think that was a profound moment for them because, you know, at that point, that's probably the most graphic thing they've seen regarding racism. You know, of course, you know, they're going to see movies, people getting shot and killed, but because of the color of their skin. And, you know, now I think about the other thing that I think kind of conceptualized everything too is when they were at the auction, the slave auction. And right. I remember they separated, you know, mothers from children, which, you know, if you're really watching, you're into it, you know, you can feel that because, you know, don't no little kid want to be separated from their mama. So, but, you know, with that said, you know, I think it's our obligation to at least crack that door open a little bit so that when they come against, you know, or when they, you know, come to other learning opportunities, it's not a closed door. Okay, it's a cracked door. You know, something can seep through. They take it, they don't take it. But, you know, I think we just have to make them aware. And, you know, unfortunately, just like our parents tell us a lot of times, like, you know, the onus to a lot of this information that's out here, the onus is on us to learn it, on us to find it, like actually search and find it. So, but, you know, hopefully we can at least spark a little bit of interest in the knowledge so that, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're more likely to than not. What about you, Dave? What do you think we can do to kind of, I won't say make Black history more prevalent, but make it mean more to our culture?
I think that we can't rely on it to be taught in the schools the way that we want it to be taught. We have to do it, you know, parents. We have to get more programming on that talks about Black history, whether it be biographical type stuff or documentaries, you know, those type of things that talk more about Black history, you know, because what I'm afraid of is when people like your children get older, their Black history heroes would be people like the guy we talked about on our show on Tuesday, the number two TikToker, you know, that happens to be an African-American, right. And, you know, with all of his followers, it could be somebody like that, you know, would be somebody that they were considered to be, somebody, a black prominence or something like that. So, we have to do better at teaching. Maybe we need to do video games or something like that that talk about Black history. You know, I remember coming up. There was a show that my kids used to watch, and it was a show where they would take they would go back in this time machine, and they would go back and go to different heroes from the Bible and visit these heroes like King David and Moses and these type of people. And they learned about these people, and it was a show for kids, and they learned all of the, you know, they learned their importance and what they did and so forth. We should have more shows like that where the kids, you know, somebody should do a show where it's all about going to visit a different Black history, you know, figure, you know, like a, you know, like a Martin Luther King or a Sojourner Truth or somebody like that, you know. Those are the type of things that we need to have those type of things in place. On the news sites that we have, the trending sites and everything, we need to put more information on those sites, you know, like a MTO or EUR Web or even TMZ, people, the stuff that people read every day. We need to start putting people on those type of sites and making, you know, putting our history out there like that. We recently just got approved for the Juneteenth holiday. That's another, you know, that was something that came about due to our place in our history that had been covered up. You know what I mean? You know, and how we wasn't able to do certain things, because it wasn't just one thing we wasn't allowed to do. It was a lot of things. Okay. And how we're starting to be able to be acknowledged. We talked about the cities that were flooded out, in the past, that were all Black cities, and they flooded them out because they wanted to use those lands and whatever the case may be. There's so much out there that we, you know, I mean, I'm learning stuff on a regular basis. Essex,
yeah, same too. Here. Same here.
You know, I mean, those cities, I knew nothing about those cities before it was brought up, you know. Like I said, I didn't know anything about the women from Hidden Figures before I saw that movie or heard them talking about it. You know, so this is stuff that we should be all learning. Our kids, we should be learning it. You know, it's not just about the people that are influencing us, because those aren't people that we really need to be following. We need to be following our ancestors and the people who put us in position to be the people that we are now. That's who we should be following.
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree. Now, I will say there are some great people out there who are really doing a great job of, you know, teaching some of the stuff we did not learn in schools. And, you know, so like some of the stuff we're talking about, like, okay, at our age now, we're just finding out. And, you know, I wish I had all the names, but there's this one guy on TikTok, and his name is Mr. Krim. So I think it's MRCRIM. And I think he's actually a Black history teacher, or definitely a teacher, but he has some great TikTok videos. I'm ashamed to say I'll be watching. I mean, TikTok, not the videos, but, you know, very educational. And, you know, just stories that we do not hear. So it just kind of made me think back to my daughter, where it's like, you know, just like she's learning every day, we're learning every day too, because so much has been covered up, whitewashed, deleted, destroyed, that, you know, I mean, it's a shame. It's almost finding out word of mouth, you know. But, you know, I am thankful that there is a revolution of people looking to, you know, provide this content. And, you know, one thing where you're like, oh, what can we do? And I mean, of course, you know, I always talk about Pinky and the Brain trying to take over the world. But if I had the time, I would love to, like, devote, you know, like a year and just collect all these, like, Black history facts and moments and put them into, like, a website. Now, one thing I did think about doing, I just don't have the time right now, but putting together a Black history trivia app. So, you know, almost like, I don't know if you play that game Trivia Pursuit growing up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have something like related to Black history, where, like, the categories are music, sports, politics, you know, world.
I think there is something out there like that.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, there may be, I didn't do research like that, but, you know, just one of the things where it's like, okay, like, you know, why can't that be, like, why can't that type of game be as popular as Monopoly and, you know, some of the other games that we grow up, you know, are kind of like board games, staples of us growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you figure, you know, Monopoly was always one of those one of those games that everybody played, and it'd be interesting if we could do something about blind, you know, the land would be in Tulsa and, you know, in Florida and New York, you know, some of those lands, you know, that were taken from us, and that's what we would be buying back, you know, that'd be cool, you know. So I never forget, years ago, there was a book, a paperback book, that I came across that was given to me called They Stole It, But We Must Return It. Deep, deep book. And the book, well, when you hear that title, what do you think they're talking about? They stole it, but we must return it.
And you said they sold it or stole it?
No, they stole it, but we must return it. You know, still stole.
Yeah. I'm not sure because it kind of throws me for a loop. So, I mean, they stole it. I mean, that's clear and simple. The we must return it. I'm not exactly sure, so I'll let you explain.
Okay. It's a book that talked about how, you know, non-blacks stole our history. But because of what happened, because it was stolen, we had to pay for what they stole from us.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So this book is pretty deep. It talks about things that we have become. It's kind of become a part of our history, like CP time. We kid about CP time all the time, you know, but, you know, and for those that are listening, don't know what CP time is. It's color people time. That was actually a thing at one time. And it was, it came about, you know, it meant that, you know, we call it CP time because people are always late, you know, running late all the time or whatever. And it's kind of a running joke in our circle. But it was a real thing during the time back during slavery and everything, because the slave masters didn't let people know what time it was. They just had them working until they got tired. And they just had no concept of time. They also, in this book, it also talks about why we eat pork. And because we were given the scraps from the pig on a, you know, instead of getting all the good meat, we got the bit, you know, the scraps and so forth. And, you know, normally that was the fat and all of that stuff. And, you know, so that's why we eat pork. You know, a lot of us ate pork for years. I mean, it's really interesting reading when it talks about all these different things that happened to us that made us the way that we are. But we had to be responsible for breaking the trends and making ourselves relevant, which we have done over the years since that time. Inventing these things. You just ripped off a bunch of stuff that were invented by Black people a few moments ago. Okay. We talked about the traffic light. We talked about the steam engine. So we've invented a lot of things. We've been responsible for a lot of things. We have to keep this trend going. We have to teach our young. We have to make sure that they stay on top of the things, because this time around, things are completely different because of the electronic devices and the social media and all the stuff that they have available at their fingertips at this time. So we have to make sure that we're able to do what we need to do to help our young people out.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think we got to just make the resources available to them. And the younger they are, I think the more pressure we got to put on them learning it. And then hopefully it just gets to a point where, and, you know, of course, we do this show, but I mean, I think it's clear that we both like information, you know, like we like research and we like finding out stuff. We like, you know, that stuff. So, you know, it's almost like, okay, we have to transfer some of that initiative into, you know, our youth as well.
That is correct. You know, I'm not a book reader, guys. You know, don't give me a book and tell me to read it, but I am an information hound, and I will go out there and look for the information because I want to make sure that the knowledge that I have, I can pass on to other people. That's why we do the show, like Leonard just said. This is an informational show. We want to make sure that we're putting stuff out there that people want to hear, that people want to listen to, and we're hoping we're informing people of things, you know. So as we get ready to wrap up the show, we want to say, you know, if you have any comments on anything that you've heard tonight, or you want, if you have your own ideas as far as what you think that could be done to help, you know, our, you know, to help the Black history and Black, you know, I hate calling it Black History Month. I mean, because, you know, it just seems so. It should be that every month. You know, it's not like we just showed up in February, you know? But if you want to see, if you have your ideas as far as what we should be doing to try to make things better, to help to teach our young and improve on the knowledge that we all should have, not just the young people, we all should be improving our knowledge of our history. Okay, so starting with, matter of fact, Leonard's going to be a part of an event tomorrow. Tell him about that event, Leonard.
Yep, so tomorrow, anybody who's in the Wilmington, Delaware area, there's a an event called Spending Black Dollars, which is like a Black Expo. It's going to be at the Wilmington Library Saturday from 12 to 6. I will have a table out there. Come check it out. Let me know you watched the show. Tell me how you feel. And, you know, other than that, I think it'll be a good chance for Black businesses to network with each other, along with consumers, and just, you know, support a good event. You know, our upcoming guest this coming Tuesday will be the DJ out there, DJ Tim Dawg, the Mature People's DJ, and hosted by, you know, Nudie Felton, Malcolm Coley, and some others. So, you know, I think it'll be a great event. You get a chance, come on out.
That's your Black History moment right there, y'all.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. And we want to say thank you again for always tuning in. And if you're the first time listener, don't let it be your last time. Tell a friend, tell two friends, and just keep hanging out with us. I'm sure you'll enjoy what you hear. Thank you again, and good night.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.